first artist today on the bus with us is Zella Day. She's 20 years old. She is out of Pine Top, Arizona. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I got it right.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay. Now living in L.A.?
Yes.
Now, you first came, I guess, how did you get noticed? Was it the cover of the White Stripes song?
Yeah. I mean, it was the cover of the White Stripes song that got me to number one on Hype Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely when the blogosphere took notice as to who I was and what I was doing.
Blogosphere. Mm-hmm. What a great word.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it is a whole world that I didn't really know until I just was a part of it.
Right.
Because of that song.
So. And then you got signed to Hollywood Records.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't happen so quickly after. That was a really fairly recent signing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been recording with the same pair of producers out of Wax Limited in L.A. for about 4 years now, even when I was living in Arizona. So the development phase of my music has been going on for a really long time. So it's not like I just did a cover and then the next day I was signed to a record label because, you know,
you just
the blogs.
Crush the dreams of like 50,000 people.
I'm sorry. It takes hard work. There are no shortcuts to success, man. There's not. I'd like to think there is, but.
Well, yeah, we all would, wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you have a new song that just got, is being sent to radio today. It's called High.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that track?
That song's probably a pivotal point in the set live because I think that it definitely leans a bit more rock than the other tracks that people have heard, like, you know, Hypnotic and Sweet Ophelia, like my EP that I released. So it's an exciting one. I think that it definitely kind of breaks some barriers for me as an artist, and doesn't really keep me in a box for pop music. I definitely, I don't know, I sort of spread my wings on High.
All right, and we're going to hear it now.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you also have Nathan with you.
I have Nathan Beal with me. Hi, Nathan.
Nathan is going to be playing electric lead on this. This is Zella Day live from Hangout Radio with High.
We are high. I'm in love. We are high. Small town American lie. We are fine. Feeling grown up, and I'm in love, and I'm crashing in your arms. Blue light in the sky tonight, east side is a paradise with you. Got me like this, we're all alone. me like this now. Don't worry, baby, don't you cry. As long as we keep getting high, we keep on in life and everybody dies. Oh, my baby, buy her, baby, buy. Fly her, baby, fly her, baby, love. Fly her, baby, buy her, baby, love. We are high.
Fantastic. Zello Day live backstage at Hangout Radio. Powered by 92 Zoo now. And I'm really honored because you're playing my own guitar there. So it's kind of nice.
You?
Yeah. So
this
I'm really excited.
This is the Gibson we ordered, huh?
Yeah. I think that guitar might be older than you.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds great. It sounds young.
It is. I mean, it's
young, fresh as hell.
God bless her. She's my new best friend. Now tell me about Pine Top, Arizona, where you grew up. Where is that?
Pine Top is about 4 hours out of Phoenix, northeastern. So it's the northeastern part of the state. It's like 12,000 feet elevation. I grew up snowboarding, actually. Town has like 7,000 people in it. My dad ran a guest ranch. It's very mountainous.
And
very small town.
Yeah, I bet. And actually your label, your own personal label is Pine Top Records.
Yeah, my imprint is called Pine Top.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started playing at your parents' coffee shop?
Yeah, my parents owned a coffee shop called More More Coffee. It was actually joint venture from my grandmother, my mormor. I'm Swedish, so mother's mother. My mormor and my mom. My mom had the paint-your-own pottery side of the business, and my grandmother had the coffee shop, and they were both connected by a glass sliding door in the middle. And so you could be, you know, painting pottery or in the coffee house. And the coffee house had a stage, and it was the only place in town to play live music. So that's how I started playing. I was like 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah. I was young. I was a kid. I've been doing it for a while. For a long time.
So when did you start writing?
I started writing when I was like 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
You remember the very first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, I think it started out about, dolphins. I really liked dolphins. And then I really got into fashion, so I wrote a song about my favorite pair of red pants. You know, simple. Simplicity at its best.
Now, tell me about Hypnotic. Where did that come about?
Hypnotic, I mean, definitely, I think you get from that song just by listening it. It's kind of a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
It has a dark, sensual energy to it. That song is pretty much about that. Dark, sensual energy is what that song's about.
We all have our dark side.
Yeah, we all have a dark side. As do I, which is so funny because I think a lot of people that meet me are like, where does that come from? Because I think I have a shiny, sunshiny personality.
You do,
I tend to write darker songs. I think that's where I get to kind of live out my dark side. So Hypnotic is definitely one of those.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
This is Zello Day live backstage at Hangout 2014.
I wanna be on the front line, knotted up, suit ties, talking like a headstrong mama. Got that picture in your wallet, making me a habit, wearing your vintage t-shirt. Tie ribbons on your top hat, telling me I'm all that, just like the girls from your hometown. Sweet blooded and I'm stranded, see if I can stand it, drinking in the shallow water. Bad studied everything about you, you really got me now. You do it to me so well. Like a bandit, touch on the outer surface. Rise of the solstice, wherever your mind is, heading for a freight train city. Lock
walked up to your moonlit, brushing my hair back, feeling your lips on my cold neck. Magnetic, everything about you, you really got me now. You do it to me so well, hypnotic, taking over me, make me feel like someone else. You got me talking in my sleep. I don't wanna come back down, I don't wanna touch the ground. It's a big ocean that's so deep, hypnotic, taking over me. Make me feel like someone else. You got me talking in my sleep. I don't wanna come back down. I don't wanna touch the ground. Pacific Ocean, dive so deep. Hypnotic, taking over me.
That is awesome. We are backstage live at Hangout Radio 2015, live on the Hangout Bus. I'm G Merle, sitting here with Zella Day and her guitar player, Nathan, and that was Hypnotic. We've been playing that song quite a bit, so it's
so
great to hear it live.
Some people out today, then.
Yeah.
So
now, your show is going to be at 2:30 on the Palladia stage.
Palladia, yep.
And your CD is actually going to drop on
June
2nd.
Yes. It's called Kicker.
It's called Kicker?
Mm-hmm.
Great title.
June 2nd. Thank you.
Where'd you get that? What was the idea behind that?
Kicker is from my childhood, actually, when I was growing up in Pine Top and living on the ranch for a while. There was an Apache who was working, because, I mean, St. Greaves National Forest, Pine Top, and then you have the Apache Reservation that's, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my parents were taking over this guest ranch, we had an Apache kicker who was working the horses in the barn. So he was in charge of the 40-horse operation. And I would go down there every day when I was, like, 6 years old and sit in the barn and ask and beg for Kicker to tell me all of the, you know, the mystic fairy tales and stories of his culture. And so it was kind of the first time I remember my imagination running wild when I was a kid. So title's kind of dedicated to one of the people that ignited a flame for me in the creative realm.
That's an awesome story.
Thanks.
That's really awesome.
Thank you.
You're done. Now, tell me about your dog, because I was looking at your Twitter account.
Do I overdo it? I think that I'm overdoing it right now because I miss her so much. I'm on tour, and I don't get to see her. And so when I get home, I'm like, oh, I have 2 days to take a million pictures of you. Oh, my God. But she's a miniature golden doodle. Her name's Mitzi.
Uh-huh.
She's really funny. She looks like a Muppet. She doesn't shed, so she's that much more amazing.
And if folks want to see, if you want to see pictures, just go online because,
yeah.
Especially on your Twitter account.
Yeah, Twitter, I definitely, Mitzi's my favorite,
and
my favorite muse.
And it's at Zella Day, correct?
Yeah, Zella Day.
Okay. Now, before we go away, first time here in the Gulf Coast?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, so far it's great. We got in late last night, so this is the first daylight I've seen in the Gulf. But it's amazing. It's like very warm and we're on white sand beaches, so.
Yeah.
It doesn't really get better than that.
It doesn't
suck. And the Foo
Fighters
are playing and Cold War Kids, so.
So do you guys get to hang around?
I think so. I think that we're probably going to hang around. I'm going to. I want to see some people play. And then, yeah, we stay tonight and then we leave tomorrow.
Well, have fun and enjoy every bit about it. And come back and see
us,
too.
Oh, I will, of course.
I mean, anytime you guys are back here, just swing by. I think we got Cold War Kids coming in a little bit later today, too.
They're some of my favorites.
But I think they're on when you're on.
Yeah. They are, aren't they? I'm looking at the schedule
I
in
am
front
too.
Of us.
Yeah, we have
That's kind of depressing.
We will tell them to say hello to you.
Yeah.
Though, so.
No, don't.
No.
Or maybe tell them I say hi. Yeah, okay.
I'll do that.
Do it.
They're playing on our stage. That's
something are they?
Yeah.
How?
Like playing live.
Oh. They're playing on the same stage as us, maybe.
Oh, okay. So they'll be over after they get done with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get to see them then.
Maybe you give them a little high five. A little pat on the back.
Absolutely.
A little hey.
Thank you so much for being
Thank
a part
you.
Of this. It's Zella Day Live, backstage at Hangout Radio 2015, powered by 92 Zoo.